from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. I'm live at Kauffman Stadium today, getting you ready for Royals and Angels. Every day that the Royals have a home day around 2:15, 2:20, we play a very simple game. The game is called, how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? We try to guess the attendance for tonight's Royals game. And do we have a good one today? The Royals, who are currently 3 games back of the division lead with the Cleveland Guardians, they play one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. It is a $10 price chop Monday. So if you want to come out, $10 tickets. It's the fan day at the K. Bob Fesco is running in the Hot Dog Derby. Cody is running in the Hot Dog Derby. I believe Nate Taylor is also running in the Hot Dog Derby. Come on out to Kauffman Stadium. We play a Price is Right style, closest to the number without going over. You win a pizza. All you have to do is tell us, how many people are coming to Kauffman Stadium tonight? Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have first up? We got Scott in the OP. Scott, how many people you got today?
17,007.
17,007. All right, Scott, I appreciate you. We got you down here. All right, let's keep things moving here on The Drive. Martin, I'll ask you the same question. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
42,429.
All right, I got you down here. Martin, appreciate you. Let's keep things moving here. We got Charles. Charles, I'll ask you the same question. How many people are coming out to the game tonight?
I must say 18,976.
All right, 19,000 or 18,000?
18,976.
All right, got you down. 18,976. Appreciate you, Charles. Thanks a lot for listening to us on 96.5 The Fan. All right, we got one more person here. We got Don. He is in Olathe. Don, I appreciate you. I only have one question to ask you. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
24,024.
All right, Don, I appreciate you. It is all locked in today. Quentin has your information. If you win, we'll email you. If not, you know what? You got to try again another day. Quentin, before we move on from this, I'll ask you the same question. What's the attendance?
Let's go big or go home, Ryan. Let's just say 28.
You got 28 on a Monday?
000. Let's go big or go home.
28 on a Monday? Wow, they haven't had a 28 on Monday since Hosmer was in town. Hosmer was single with no kids the last time they got 28 on a Monday. 28's a big number. I think they're going to have a big weekend. I think tomorrow also is going to do well. I do think the dollar hot dogs is a big play. I'm going to go a little less than 20 today. Put me down for 19.5 today out at Kauffman Stadium. Put me down for 19.5, Quentin, out at Kauffman Stadium today. 28 is a massive, massive number. Massive number for August, especially when a lot of kids are going back to school. I am going to be very, very curious what the attendance looks like, as they only have 3 homestands left now in the rest of the season. They have 3 left. This week, they have the 3 games against the Angels. They also have the Phillies on the back end. They've got Cleveland for an important series. Minnesota still comes to Kansas City. So they still have some big-time series left this season. But it is school time for the kiddos. You're on Facebook. You're on the gram. You're seeing a lot of back-to-school picks for a lot of people. So I will be very interested in seeing what the attendance is going to be like for the Royals down the stretches. These games could not be more important for regular season games, but also the season is changing. Quentin, if you can you pull up the audio from the Patrick Mahomes behind-the-back catch? Because before I ask you to play it, it has been a long time since you and I mean, you, the listener, me, we have been on different pages about things. Now, I want to specify that I think the behind-the-back pass is cool. Of course it's cool. But my goodness, you guys have hyped the hell out of this thing. Quinn, hit the audio for me. All right, we'll get
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Get to the audio here in a bit. We'll get to the audio here in a bit. Here's the thing. Oh, there it goes.
Mahomes keeps it, goes behind the back. Kelsey's got it for the first down. How do you like that?
Well, they talked about it in practice this week, and Mahomes even talked about the fact that he said Andy wants him to do it in a game. Well, guess what? Here it is.
Okay. Can we have this conversation? I just don't care. I'm not saying that it's not cool. It absolutely is cool. When you see it, it's a very fun highlight. It's like a, oh, okay, all right, I see you, Patrick. All right, I see you getting it. And then Patrick is telling the story how it's Travis's fault, and then Travis is telling the story that it's Patrick's fault, and they're going back and forth, and I'm just thinking this whole time, it's preseason football. I just can't get that excited about it. I really just can't get that excited about it. If Pat does this week one against the Ravens, I'll be standing right there with you. The fact that you got the gall to do this in an actual game, hey, I'm with you. They've been teasing us with this behind-the-back pass for the last couple of years. If Travis Kelce drops it, it's an incomplete pass. There's no way you can fumble on the play. I'm thinking if you were ever going to try something like this to kind of get the fans excited a little bit, it is a preseason game. We knew that Mahomes wasn't going to play a lot. I want to make sure that I give you your price of admission. I want to make sure that you come to the preseason game and feel like you got to see something exciting. Why don't we just give you the little behind-the-back pass. They did that. It was exciting. It's a nice clip. It adds to the lore of Patrick Mahomes. This is a preseason game. This is like me getting really excited about seeing Steph Curry shoot it from half court in a preseason basketball game. Quinn, does this make me a hater that I feel this way about this play? I'm not saying that it's not cool. I'm not saying that it's not a high, not a cool highlight. The way I saw people reacting to it over the weekend, when I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is a preseason football game. It's just hard at this point to get me excited about diet football, boneless football. No, I want the bone in. We're not that far away from it. We got real college football coming up this weekend. We're just a couple of days away from real actual NFL. This just goes to show you that you guys have been itching and fiending for the NFL so long that you're getting hype off Patrick Mahomes' preseason plays.
I think you're kind of a hater because you have this opinion, but I also do understand the sentiment behind it, that it is preseason and we got to keep that in mind. But also, it's really cool. Like, you know, they've been talking about doing this for years, and I know Patrick Mahomes said in his press conference that, that wasn't the play. We didn't draw it up like that. But it's also cool. Like, you got to be able to say that, you know, it was great as a Chiefs fan to watch them do something they've been talking about doing for years at this point.
The thing that excited me most about the Chiefs preseason, and we'll continue to get to it here over the course of the show, the thing that excites me the most was the first 7-on-7 drill that they had in training camp, in which they threw a big down-the-field pass to Xavier Worthy. And the ball goes 40, 50 yards in the air. Worthy tracks it, comes down with it, scores a touchdown, and you can feel a different kind of energy around the Chiefs offense. The touchdown that he had on Saturday, they didn't have a single person on their roster who was capable of making that play last year, who had the explosiveness, the route running. And we're talking about a guy who has yet to step on an NFL field in a game that really, really matters. The biggest takeaway from the game, and what should be the lasting impression from the game, is not the behind-the-back Patrick Mahomes play. It should be the fact that the Chiefs spent a big-time resource on a wide receiver, and man, it looks like it's going to work. Now, in one breath, I'm telling you, hey, it's a preseason game. You can't get too excited. So I understand the hypocrisy in my stance. But, man, if you remember how bad it was last year at wide receiver, and to see that play, to see that route from Xavier Worthy, it's got to excite you about what their offense can potentially be this season. Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs were 17th in points scored last year. You would have never guessed that a team that has Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce would have 16 teams in the NFL scored more than they did. They were below average in points scored last season. What I'm most excited about, what I continue to be thrilled about heading into this season, is I believe the Chiefs are going to have a top 10 offense this season, and I also believe that they're going to have a top 10 defense. I mean, if you got both of those things, we're talking about a team that just continues to have a chance to do something really special. And beyond something just really special, a team that has a chance to do something that no other team in the history of the NFL has ever done. Think about the great franchises that we've seen in the NFL over its 100-year period. I'm talking about the Steelers and the Niners and the Cowboys and the Patriots and whatever team that you can name. How excited I am about their offense and the continuance of their defense should just get you so excited for a team that is the clear favorite to win another championship. Please don't derail this team. You expect them to play deep once again into January, and they're probably one of the six teams that realistically have a chance of winning this thing this year. Sure, there's going to be a team that emerges. this season and is a little bit better than people think. But I think if we sat here and we really, hey, who are the six teams that really have a chance to do this thing? Kansas City is at the top of this list, and I don't need to see any more from their starters. I don't need to see any more from their left tackle. I don't need to see any more from their quarterback. I don't need to see, I don't want another starter in the game. And I know Andy said earlier today that he's going to start to sit the starters. The lasting impression that I'm going to have from that game is not the behind-the-back pass. It's Xavier Worthy. And if he works out and could be the dynamic down-the-field big playmaker that I think this offense could really use, it could mean really, really special things for this offense. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to talk about Chiefs training camp and preseason football. We'll bounce back and forth between the Royals as they get going in their series against the Angels and also the Kansas City Chiefs. There are two players that have impressed me the most in preseason, and it's not Connor Steele. I'll tell you who it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!